Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Crowd goes wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed, I am your host, Mark Unger. Joining me as always is the lovely and charming Diane Brierley. And nice outfit. What's today. That? Look at her. And of course, the amazing Ross Ellen Skorzewski.
Nice shirt, Ross.
We match. We match, or at least we have the same red on.
You guys do not match.
They do too.
It's reddish.
No.
Yes.
Same family. And then you two kind of match.
It matches.
But you and I don't match.
We could do a split screen if we actually wanted to spend any money on the production of the show, which we do not. But I'm blue today.
You are blue.
So, anyway.
It's a nice blue t-shirt.
Engineering the show, as always, is the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray. Engineer extraordinaire, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of this incomprehensibly, immeasurably boring show. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at ask@markgungor.com. This is the show where you get to ask what I think. I will tell you what I think. This is not counseling, okay? The people who write and get it, it's the listeners and the viewers.
How could he say that?
I can't believe you're trying to figure out. This is not a counseling show. This is people want to know what I think about what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. If I think what they're thinking is great, I tell them. If I think they're psychos, I tell them that too. It's just all it is. The game is played this way. You get to stay totally anonymous. Nobody knows who you are. We, in turn, are brutally honest. We are the anti-feeling show in the sea of Christian programming. Where it's overwhelmingly concerned about how you feel. This show does not care how you feel. Don't know how else to say it plainer than that. So people get it. If you're very sensitive, got uber boo-boos all over your emotional skin, don't email us. All right? But if you're curious as to, gee, what do these psychos think about my problem, send it. We'll tell you what we think. That's all it is. There is no premise, no guarantee, not even a hint of this actually being any kind of a counseling show. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just absurd. How are you going to get someone to counsel you via email from a show from 5,000 miles away? Come on, people. Check your medication. Mm-hmm. But if you'd like to know what we think, we'll tell you what we think, and hopefully it might steer you in the right direction. Maybe you can go get some real counseling or whatever, and hopefully it'll help. Anyway, what you got for today?
Someone told me that our show reminds them of The Five.
Only it's the three.
Yes, only the three.
Well, it's the five if you count Nancy and Tim.
That's right. Then it's the five, where they're all just sitting around
Lisa
talking
Guilfoyle.
All at the same time and hollering.
Ross is Lisa Guilfoyle.
Sure you are.
You're Bob Beckel.
Sure I am. Sure I am. You go with that, Ross.
I want to be Lisa Guilfoyle.
No.
She's beautiful. I want to be beautiful like that. Anyway, Who am I? Nobody.
You're nobody.
All right.
Okay, this one really caught my attention. I think a listener sent this to me. It's very strange. Real-life sleeping beauties agree to marry the prince that can waken them. Honest and for true. Apparently...
I was trying to do a little bit of searching around on the internet to see this, and it just seems very odd.
Yeah, it's not...
What is it?
It's part of an art exhibit. There's an artist in the Ukraine that has hired five women to play real-life sleeping beauties in this museum exhibit. And there's actually some video online.
I would love a job like that, where I could just lay down and sleep the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
See, that's my kind of job.
Sleeping beauty.
Yeah, that exempts you right there.
I mean, why can't guys get a gig like this?
Well, guys are part of the gig. You're the princess.
You lay down on a table all day long and sleep. I'm in.
And let somebody kiss you and see who awakens you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as part of this exhibit, the women were required to sign a contract that they had agreed to marry whomever kisses them and successfully wakes them from their slumber. And the men lined up too on the video.
How many people do you kiss that they don't wake you up?
Yeah. Well, You got to go online and try to find the video, because there's a news story that actually showed
YouTube,
these guys lining
all,
up.
You can find it.
And they had to sign the contract, because if you were the one that woke her with the kiss, you had to agree to marry her.
I mean, she probably just decides who to open her eyes and see who he is.
I don't know. Anyway, the women have to agree to marry whoever wakes them up.
Wait a minute.
Where he rudely interrupts.
Yeah.
I've been accused of rudely interrupting on this show. I don't know what people are talking about. Any woman stupid enough to do this needs to just be slapped.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to sign a contract that whoever kisses me and I open their eyes and see who it is, I have to marry that person. I mean, how dumb can you be?
Yes.
This is amazing to me.
Yes.
What woman? Can you imagine someone coming to you and saying,
no,
you're going to lay on a table. Nancy, you're going to lay on a table and guys are going to kiss you, and then whoever you're curious by the kiss, open their eyes. You have to marry this idiot.
No.
Unbelievable.
It was like 2.5 weeks. They had this exhibit set up.
It just shows you there's never a shortage of crazy.
I know. That's why it caught my attention. Okay, so one of the models that agreed to do this
and
claims.
These are models.
They're all pretty. They're dressed up laying in white on the little
gorgeous,
bed and everything.
Yeah.
This girl, Natalia, is one of the models, claims that she will know by intuition when her boyfriend kisses her at the museum, and that she will not open her eyes if she doesn't feel that special spark. And on the video, she was saying she could feel which one was her true love.
Did she find her actual
true
boyfriend?
Because they're not done with this. They're not done with it yet.
Idiots, these people.
She said, listen.
Wait, they're just morons.
It gets worse. She says, this is not in the article, this is what she said online, I wrote it down. What if it's the only way I'll meet my soulmate?
Oh my gosh.
That's what she said in the interview
that I was watching.
People
get mad at me.
Yeah.
Because I teach there is no such thing as a soulmate. Mm-hmm. That the whole premise is absurd and blatantly unbiblical and crazy. So they attack me.
Right.
But stuff like this. Oh, they go,
isn't it crazy?
Oh, isn't that crazy?
What do you think? You
That's
can't
so
find
romantic.
Another level of crazy.
You know
crazy.
How many Christian women are probably sitting there, oh, that would be wonderful. Yeah. I could do. Oh, good Lord.
They could only kiss them once. They could only kiss them on the lips, and they could not touch them in any other way.
Was it French kissing?
It just said on the lips. Yeah. In the first
place. Hi, my name's Ralph.
I cannot.
There can't be any tongue allowed.
Unless I was drugged. I'm just going right over the top of that one. Unless I was drugged. All it would take would be the first person to come up and touch me and kiss me, and I'd be awake like that.
Well, they're obviously
awake.
They're
not sleeping.
It's they're just going to open their eyes. Whoever they open their eyes to, that's who they're going to.
Where if they feel a little bit of desire and
I suppose,
romance.
Oh, I felt something when
I would go down.
What if he was a good
for the
kisser?
Fun of it.
It would be hilarious
to go down,
open your eyes,
and just slap. She'd wake up, and then she'd be obligated to be mine.
So what are they going to do? She opens her eyes because of this great kiss, and she opens her eyes, and she sees us.
She sees you.
It's me.
She sees you.
A middle-aged, balding, overweight Puerto Rican guy, and now she's stuck with me just because
And how long is that going to last? It's just the whole thing is so silly and so stupid. And people, I mean, that you take marriage so lightly and put it in this category is just absurd to me.
Here's the thing. These women who think like this don't take it lightly. They think this is true love.
Well, in the last
they think
about
this
a day,
is true love. This is true romance.
True.
Right? I guess.
That's what they're just waiting for, that kiss.
True.
I wonder if they keep.
And there's Christian women who think this is stupid. They're waiting for someone in church.
Yeah.
They're going to worship just the right way, or look at them and smile, hold hands when they open in prayer, and then suddenly they're going to be struck with.
True.
That's right.
Wow.
I'll know he's the one.
Oh.
I bet you they peek. They have to lay there and, you know, flutter through their eyelashes and peek in as he cute.
They go from true love to 6 months of marriage, and then it's...
Hit pack witch!
That's what they're...
That's right.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I thought it was very silly.
People are so stupid. Good Lord! All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with your emails. Only Lord knows what we'll read today, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
There must be something better.
Yeah, on another channel.
Something better than this on another channel.
There's something to come back when you come back to your show.
Yep.
There must be something better on another channel. Mm-hmm. Anyway, stick around with us. So we're back, Mark Gunger, along with Diane and Ross, discussing love, marriage, and relationship. We're still talking about this Sleeping Beauty thing. I'm saying these women. I mean, how dumb is this that a woman would agree to let people kiss her and then open her eyes with a certain kiss and find her soulmate? But maybe they're not dumb. Maybe they're really brilliant.
Maybe they are.
Maybe they're thinking, you know what? Some moron's going to pay me money to just lay there. I'm never going to open my eyes. Yep. Or maybe she's got some kind of a cue with her boyfriend or something that they'll know it's him, you know, when you reach down, you know, bite my lip or stick your tongue in my mouth or something. You know, I don't know, some kind of that'd be an easy thing to bust. Maybe they're just smart. Hey, it's an easy gig. I get to lay down. Yeah,
I get paid to do this.
Get paid to do nothing.
What's really gross to me is that having all these strangers come up and kiss you. I mean, that's gross to me. I would not be able to do that. Have guy after guy that I don't know kissing me on the lips. Ugh, that would be so gross to me.
If I'm guy number 45, I'm grossed out because 45 other guys have just planted their lips on that.
And people get upset about the common cup at communion. Come on.
Yeah, really.
It just looks creepy. I'm watching the video, like their
weird,
little CNN thing.
Yeah.
And there's this kind of crazy looking guy
the
just with the hair and the mustache.
Isn't he weird looking?
Let me see.
He's really kind of creepy. It's like, yep, don't open your eyes for him. There's some creepy looking guys in that
lineup. Did she just wipe her lips?
Did she?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see that.
I think I saw that. Uh-huh. I think maybe that's when she wipes it off. What is that? Did she just wipe her lips?
No.
No.
What was that moving?
What was that?
Her.
No, but that's one of the chicks. What is she doing right there?
She's talking to him.
She's talking to him?
Look like it, yeah.
Well, you can't talk to
this?
Him. She's supposed to be. Oh, she's just rolling
over. Oh, she's just moving.
She just rolls over.
Oh, I don't know of all that stupid things.
All I know is his name is Anton.
His name is
Good
Anton.
Good Lord.
Oh!
All right, enough of this stupidity.
Oh my gosh.
Now they're showing it.
Showing what?
A guy kiss. Her. This guy is straight up crazy. This is just wrong.
Isn't it wrong?
It's Russia, though, or whatever, the Ukraine.
The Ukraine. All right, forget it. All right, what else?
Okay, moving on.
What emails do we have today?
First email says, thanks for your great work on marriage and upholding the biblical standards. I greatly appreciate it. Thank I have you. A question on surviving the change that my wife is now going through.
Okay.
Speaking of menopause, he is. Uh-huh. He said, first the background. Up until a couple of years ago, our marriage was going quite well, but things started to change drastically. Apparently, what did he say? La, 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 la. I was beginning to question my own sanity until my mother asked me when my wife had started menopause. I hadn't even connected what was happening with the fact that all the women in my wife's family start the whole thing early. We're only in our 40s, he says.
Okay. That's not unusual, by the way. Yeah.
Well, this helped explain what was happening. It hasn't made it easier, and it seems like in the last year, it's gotten much worse. I've talked with some older friends about how they handle it. We sort of chuckle about the fact that we never know whether we're coming home to our wives or to the evil aliens that took over their bodies. But no one has some real solid advice on how to survive this stage of life. So the question is, do you have any good advice or resources for surviving with my sanity intact? I would just like some good tools for handling those days when I come home, open the door, and hear the Timothy Robert Ray theme music start as I enter the house. Written with a sense
of
humor.
My wife is home!
That sense of humor right there, my friend, will take you a long way.
There you go. Yeah, laugh. Learn to laugh. He's already in good position.
Yeah.
Just that he's making it.
Yes.
They're just rolling with it. You just got to roll with life. I don't have anything specific to tell you, honestly. I'm no expert on menopause. and everybody shares their situation where everybody else hates you because it's such a good situation. Mm-hmm. But I can tell with my wife, I never could tell she went through menopause.
There were no outward signs and symptoms.
There was zilch, not a zip. I couldn't tell a thing. So we sailed through it like nothing happened. So, and then guys talk about this, how it's, this horrible scenario and everything's going crazy. It's, she's going nuts. I can't take it anymore. And their lovely, wonderful wife suddenly turns into... and I feel sorry for them, but I don't have an answer. Write Dr. Phil or somebody, Google something about menopause. I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on TV, and I did not sleep at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
This too shall pass.
So,
it doesn't last forever.
The good news is it too shall pass, or just maintaining a healthy sense of humor, which is what he has. Yeah. I think it's helpful. But
that deflects
this is not a medical program. This isn't an anything program. I don't know. I'm the most unqualified man in the world to talk
medical
about
medical advice
about.
And this and that.
I don't know anything. What do I know? I don't know nothing.
He's all not right. That smart.
I'm not that. I ain't that intelligent. Beats me. All right.
Okay, this question. She says, I found your show about 3 weeks ago while looking for spiritual podcasts.
Poor
to
girl.
Wow.
How does that fall in that category? Yeah.
Boy, you're going to have to get a refund on your Google.
Searching for spiritual and found you.
I'm looking for something spiritual. I found this moron rambling.
But she completely enjoys it and will continue to do so regardless of how this question gets answered.
See, people get it. All
right.
Get
it. I've even gotten my husband to watch Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage. Great experience for both of us. After hearing other answers.
Well, would you like to read that again?
Other answers regarding this topic, I thought that I would write in and see exactly how y'all chime in on the topic. So apparently she was previously married, and she has quite a long description of how much of a pig her first husband was.
Maybe it was her. Maybe she was a witch!
Right, anyway. They were high school sweethearts, got married 18 and 20. They were married for 13 years. Yep. They had a child. The ex was constantly pointing out other women that he wanted to sleep with.
Wow.
Oh, good Lord. Who would do that?
She suspected.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Well,
what a moron.
She suspected him of cheating, but could never actually prove it. One time she called him when he was in another state for training, and the person that answered the phone told him that his wife had come and picked him up for the weekend. And it wasn't her. She was calling to check in about the husband, and whoever answered the phone said, oh, no, he's not here. His wife came and picked him.
His wife came and picked him. Oh, good night. And then she's wondering if he was unfaithful?
Yeah, she doesn't have the proof, but
she doesn't think that's proof enough.
To me, that's proof enough.
That's pretty much proof.
He badgered her about wanting to become a swinger couple addicted to porn. Okay, so you got the idea. He was
Wait a minute. Lady, what are these people? They're so nice. Get a clue. He's always saying, I'd like to have sex with that woman. His coworkers say, oh, his wife just came, picked him up. He's not around. And he's trying to get you to go be a swinger couple and have sex with other people. And you're going, gee, I'm not sure if he was unfaithful to me. I had no proof.
What more do you need?
Yeah, yeah.
People have been sent to the gas chamber for less circumstantial evidence than that. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so finally it came to an end when he tried to move another woman into their house.
And is she still wondering if there's...
The straw that broke the camel's back.
Does she still think there's no evidence?
Well, she still believes that she doesn't have proof of infidelity.
No, please don't tell me this. She can't possibly... Sweetheart, I'm sure you're a nice lady and you like this show, which I'm sure is going to end in about 30 seconds. But please tell me you cannot be this clueless. He is talking about having sex with other women.
Pointing them out.
Who he wants to have sex with.
Wants to have sex with. Disappears with other women from work. Oh, his wife picked him up. Hmm, gee, I wonder who that might have been. He wants you to go to parties with him and have sex with other people, and then he wants to move another woman into the house.
Or was he actually moving in?
No, he wanted to.
Oh.
He wanted to.
I don't have proof. I think possibly, maybe... There could be something inappropriate.
Okay.
Seriously?
Do you want to take a break and I can actually ask her real question on the other side?
Oh, that's not even the real
question.
Oh, Lord. I can't take it anymore. Oh.
God is great.
Right?
Beer is good. And people are crazy.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
Who I am is not at all.
I tell you, this woman is more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Someday I'll sit down and explain it all to you.
I don't want to hear it.
I know you don't.
It's not like I'm compassionate. Mm-hmm. You are crazy.
No.
Jeez.
You're a dork.
Crazy.
You're a dork.
You are crazy. Anyway.
Agree with that.
Okay, let's go on, shall we?
All right, you're listening to the Mark Gunger Show. I am Mark Gunger with crazy Susan over here. Actually, Diane Barley, and Ross Allen Score.
And this email that we are looking at is quite interesting, because the interesting part is that she has a man that is, pointing out other women.
Yeah, wants to have sex with other women.
With them, wants to go to swinger parties.
Mm-hmm. Wants to go to swinger parties.
Disappears.
Disappears with other women from work.
And then
wants to move
a woman into the house. And she says, but I have no probe.
And we haven't even gotten the question yet.
This is not even the question.
I'm telling you, they have sent people to the electric chair. Death. There are people right now on death row with less circumstantial evidence than this lady has.
Okay.
And she's not sure. And all of this has nothing to do with her question. Why do people give us all these details?
I don't know.
They tell us all about this stuff. I mean, it has nothing to do with what
they're talking
about. It's like the lady. I went to my boyfriend's house, and everybody was a nudist, and they're all sitting around naked. And my question is, do you think he'd make a good husband for my little boy, or a father for my boy? That was her question.
Yeah, because she wanted to know if the guy would view her children the same as if they have children together.
And then the other thing.
But wait a minute. Her question. All she had to do was ask the question.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm dating this guy. How do I know he'll be a good father to my children?
Yeah.
See, that would be a normal question, right?
Yes.
See, our show, we don't get normal questions.
No, we don't.
We get crazy questions. The lady tells us she's dating nudists. But her question is, do you think he'll make a good...
No!
So this lady's telling us all this crazy stuff.
Uh-huh.
She's not sure. She's a nice lady, by the way. I'm sure she's gorgeous, and she likes the show.
Well,
at least
she
did about 2 minutes ago. And she wants to know our opinion about something which we haven't
heard. She admits, during all this time, I was not spiritual at all and did not have God as a priority in our lives.
Yeah, sweetheart, that's not a spiritual problem. It's a mathematical problem.
She said.
She's having a hard time connecting 1 + 1 = 2.
I believe my biggest mistake, besides staying with him for so long, was finding a relationship outside the marriage before actually divorcing him.
Oh, no.
Okay, so she went, and she wasn't sure about the other guy, but now she goes and has an affair with somebody else.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a question in here?
Yes. Fast forward to now. I married a second time to the man that she'd had the affair with.
Before she was divorced.
They married 5 years and now very happy.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, I've heard because my first husband never officially abandoned me, nor can I prove that he was unfaithful with another woman, that I was not justified in divorcing him, which means my second marriage is a sacrilege in the eyes of the Lord. Well, I know God does not expect me to go back to my first husband.
Oh, just stop. Okay.
All of a sudden.
We will come back with more right after this.
Caution. The Mark Gunger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
We're back. You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show. Mark Gunger, along with Diane Briley, Ross Allen Skorzewski, answering your emails about love, marriage, and relationships. Okay, so this lady, nice lady. She likes the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she did. So her husband is a pig. Her ex-husband
was a pig.
Pointing out women he wants to have sex with.
Yep.
And then asking her to go to swinger parties where they would swap couples. And calls at work, and he just took off with his wife, which is allowed because she's the wife, and then wants another woman to move into the house with him, but she's not sure.
She believes she doesn't have the proof that he officially abandoned her.
Of course,
I
argue that people have been sent to the death penalty with less evidence than this. But as the real kicker, she had an illicit affair while she was still married to this. So what she did was wrong.
Divorced him.
So she divorced him. So married the illicit guy. Now she says, "I'm really, really happy," which is disturbing to me. Except for the fact, are they Christians now?
She did say, "Well, I know God's not expecting me to go back to the first husband. Yeah. My current husband and I have found the Lord and have both repented of our actions."
Okay, so that's why she's happy now. Mm-hmm. I just want to point out people, because otherwise people are hearing, "Oh, great, I can go have an affair and I'll be happy 5 years later." Okay. She's happy because she's gotten her life right with God. She's concerned about the legal. As it were, ramifications, is this, her marriage now is immoral in the eyes of God.
Yeah.
Look, people, you can't unscramble these eggs. Just whatever state you're found in, just stay there and move on. You come to Christ, you've repented, just move on. You can't go back and unscramble this mess. There's no way. And besides, even if your husband physically never committed adultery, you did.
Yeah.
So you violated the covenant.
Yeah.
So, I mean, either way, that first marriage is done and over with. And quit trying to relive this all and relitigate it out. I appreciate Because a lot of people do have those questions. Because
yeah. Well,
when
people,
you come to Christ and you start to realize how far you are from God's plan, it is devastating to those of us who were real pigs. Mm-hmm. And then you go, oh my gosh, is there even hope for me? And that's why you got to go back. Look, that's how you got saved in the first place. Christ knew you were, Jesus didn't come and save you and then all of a sudden learn about you later going, oh my gosh, if I'd have known that, I'd have had nothing to do. You did that.
No.
I'm pretty sure he knew all this going in. Right? That's why he touched your heart. That's why he forgave you of your sins. That's why you've been born again. If you've been born again and the Spirit of God is coming to you, you have a new life in Christ, you have a new life in Christ. Old things, the Bible says, have been passed away. All things become new. Just walk in the newness. You are fine, all right? Despite our giving you a hard time for...
She said that people are telling her that her marriage to her husband is unclean and that will always be viewed as a sin by God.
Yeah, okay. Find out, you know who these people are? Get away from them. Mm-hmm. Get away from them. Get away from them. Now, that might be all your new friends. That might be the church. If that's a church you go to, get out of there.
It's actually her family.
Then, that's hard. You can't get away from your family because you can choose your friends. You can choose your church. You can choose where you work. You can't choose your family. Just, if it's just your family, just ignore them. What kind of family is that?
Well, it's funny.
Do people not believe in forgiveness at all?
Apparently, the family is having issue that she doesn't have the proof that the other husband was unfaithful, but they're not having issues with the fact that
she committed
adultery.
Proof.
She committed the adultery.
I know, so what? People are crazy. Just quit listening to them.
I don't know.
Try to stay away from them as much as you possibly can. You are fine. All things have become new, okay? Old things passed away. All things become new in Christ. Look, but I don't have a problem with this. You know who makes me mad? Are people who claim to be Christians. Yeah. And as Christians, they think God told them to have an affair and divorce their husband and marry this other guy who's much more spiritual in Jesus. And that infuriates me.
Especially
those people.
It starts with God loving my first husband.
Oh, yeah. I want to strangle these people. Good Lord. You know, this lady's admitted she did these things apart from God, apart from faith. Or even if a Christian does that and at least will admit, you know, what I did was wrong and it was sin, I cut them slack on that too. Yeah. What drives me crazy, people who do these things and totally justify them. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing. That was the Lord.
Well, God released me from my commitment to my first husband. He wanted me to be happy.
That was God's will for me to commit adultery. Really? Is God a schizophrenic? Thou shalt not commit adultery, yet you can commit adultery. That's what drives me crazy. So I don't have any problem. I'm glad you wrote us. I still think you and your family's lack of proof. I mean, what do they need? A picture of the guy's woo-woo and some lady's wajah jacket? You know, I mean,
that seems pretty.
I mean, what else do you need? Again, I'm not exaggerating. There have been people who have been arrested, incarcerated, and put to death with less circumstantial evidence what this lady has.
Right.
And besides, just it's before Christ moved.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, this email.
Thanks for listening to the show, by the way.
This email says, when my husband and I got married almost 5 years ago, I had no idea that he was a porn addict. I have been deceived and betrayed several times after learning to trust him again and again.
By the way, this has gotten so bad. Is that such epidemic proportions? I don't know how you do this, but if I were talking to my daughter today or my granddaughter when she grows up, you're dating the guy, almost the first question I'd ask. When you go to dinner and you're talking, say, well, Ralph, I have a question for you. Oh, yeah? What's that? Do you look at porn and masturbate? And just watch the look on his eyes.
That'd
if he freaks, if he freaks, dump his butt and move on. Well,
if
no, first order. First
or
order the lobster.
Or, right?
Wait, let me clarify the advice.
Yes.
Find the most expensive thing you can find on the menu, the five most expensive, and order all five of them. Okay, that's what you do. And then just take a couple of bites and then get up and walk out. Stick him with the bill. For heaven's sakes. I mean, you almost got to start there. Are you up? And these fathers, when they're talking to these boys, sound like a question for you. You looking porn? And you can tell. Man, they
you
freak.
Can tell by their
People
reaction.
Freak by it. And the ones who don't, no, I'm not into that. He said, well, Pastor, if you did that, you wouldn't find any men. That's not true. Not every man does. A lot of them do. Or if a guy says, I used to, but I haven't in the last year or two, okay, fine. If a guy's actually broken himself clean of that stuff. But you girls marrying men who are currently looking at porn, you are marrying into a world of hurt. You have no... And these women think, well, it'll be different. I love him. And the thing is they're finding this stuff out later. Just ask him when you're dating him. Yeah. Do you do this?
And you know what? If you can't find someone who's not, you are better off alone
That's what people don't understand.
And they don't understand it.
If it's true that there are no men in Christianity who are currently looking at porn, better to stay single. But it's not true. Yeah, now, there's a lot of guys who have a history of it. Now, I'll admit that. And even then, you need to be cautious. But if a guy stops and he's clean and he's gotten
and
right with God.
A while.
Yeah, now it's okay. But if a guy says, I used to. Really? How long ago? Well, a week ago I used to. I don't do it anymore. Get away from just get people. Girls, you
keep
do
looking.
Not want this. You have no idea what a poisonous disaster this is.
Terrible.
All right.
Okay, so 5 years married, found out after they were married. This time she said, I found out about the porn because of a hunch that she had as usual. He was rejecting me, neglecting me, and I knew something wasn't right. So she discovered, again, he was up to the porn.
All right.
She says, I feel so rejected. I feel broken beyond repair this time. I have tried everything to keep his eyes on me, and this is really sad. And I'm constantly paranoid about what I should be doing. She said, I wake up and put makeup on. I dress sexy for him. I do everything, lose weight to the point where I don't eat. I paid $10,000 for a tummy tuck. I'm considering getting breast implants all because I feel like I'm not good enough for him and I'm not able to keep up with what I think he wants. It's so tiring. Do you have any suggestions on how to overcome this? It feels beyond repair to me.
I have some great suggestions. You don't need new boobs. You need a new boob, which is your husband. He's a boob.
You need to get rid of that boob.
You got a boob problem.
Get reduction.
Reduce that boob.
You need a boob reduction, which is the moron you're currently married to. I will explain that when we come back right after this break.
Do you want Mark to come to your city? Visit laughyourway.com.
Do you even remember what you were talking about?
Yes. You're back. Answer your question about love, marriage, and relationship. What were we talking about?
You figure it out.
We had a big debate during the break.
You sit and do this to me. I'm just going to throw you under the bus. You sit and figure it out. Though.
What was it?
What were you talking about?
What?
Oh, the boob job.
Yes.
Okay, gang, the
boob reduction.
How could I forget the boobs?
All right. Boob reduction. Yeah.
She thinks she needs to get a boob job to keep her husband attention. And I said, you don't need a boob enhancement. You need a boob reduction.
Yes.
Ross said, which is your husband. He's a boob.
Yes.
All right. Now, here's what ladies, they just make a, and there's so many millions of women listening right now. This is their situation. Their husband's into porn. So rather than confronting the pig and kicking him out of the house, which is what you ought to do, all you women who do this, you need to kick him out. You make it real simple. Me or the babes on the screen. Make a choice. Women who respect themselves and have self-confidence don't tolerate this kind of behavior. They don't tolerate. I'm not even just talking Christian women. They're secular women. They don't tolerate that.
Yeah.
You look at a porn, you knock it off. Get out. And they stop. These are the guys, they stop because their wife just won't tolerate it. It's you weak-willed, wussy women who have no self-esteem. And rather than confront him and say, stop it, you try to compete with it. You're trying to look like a porn star. First of all, you can't look like the porn star. I know, but you can't compete with it. These women, they're the 1/10 of 1/100th of 1,000% of women in the world. They are drop-dead, perfectly gorgeous physical human beings.
Yeah, they're still digitally enhanced on top of that.
But even still, I mean, it's like, you can't compete with that. So she's getting a tummy tuck, 10 grand for a tummy tuck, must be a heck of a tummy tuck, you know, a boob job, dressing sexy, and she's, rather than confronting him, competing with. That's what these women do. And then she says, I can't take it anymore, or something like that.
Yeah, she says, I look at myself with disgust.
Yeah, here's
it's not stress how much it's ruined my self-confidence.
Yeah, but she's looking at herself with disgust. Mm-hmm. You ought to be looking at the boob with disgust. And not your boobs, but that boob that you're married to. Look at him with disgust. Listen, I am very against divorce. Anybody who knows me, I am strong. I believe in what Jesus actually taught, which is do not get a divorce. But I'm a big fan of separation. Kick the bum out. If women in America would learn the power of separation, but the thing is they wait for separation just as a step to divorce.
Mm-hmm.
They wait until they're ready to divorce, and then they separate for a while, and then get a divorce. That's not what separation for. Separation is for is to jerk the slack out of some nitwit who is treating you horribly. And this can be male or female, either way.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if you kick him out, you do this as soon as you discover it. Say, stop it. If you ever do it again, you listen, I promise you, I will not be here.
You all admit.
And then you come in, and all of a sudden you find porn on the computer again. You catch him doing it. The next time he comes home, don't make a scene. When he comes home from work the next day, you're gone. You're just gone.
You want to make a little wager with me on something here?
Oh, my God, let me go my rant on. Then we'll wager.
Okay.
This show's about
gambling. I thought you were done. Sorry.
We're a gambling show now.
I thought you were done. My mistake.
Well, you're just assuming everybody understands what I'm talking about because I've ranted on this for years. These are new people. They don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, go ahead.
These women, if you would just kick the bump, he comes home, you're not there. You know what he does? He calls you. And don't answer the phone. Finally, after the 10th time, pick it up. Yeah? Where are you? Oh, I'm at a spa spending your money, or I'm with my mom, or I'm staying with my friend. Oh, well, how come you're not here? I told you. You look at porn again, I'm not going to be there. What? Are you going? And you know what? These guys will freak. You know what they do? They beg, they plead, they'll get in a fetal position. Okay, I'm sorry, man. Come home. Okay. Then you come home. He'll do it again. See, that's what women can't stand. They can't stand the repetitiveness mm-hmm. of it. Women who have cycles every month. You think women are the most perfect people in the world to have a repetitive event in their life. But they can't handle it with men. They got to clean the same toilet every week. They got to clean the smelly clothes. They got to have the same period every. But if I got to do the same thing with my husband more than three times, I can't take it. I don't know. Some of these women are just. Anyway, you kick him out. He does it again. You kick him out again. He does it again. Or you leave. It's actually less conflict just to leave than mm-hmm. kick him out. Well, I can't. I don't have it. Well, get some friends. Don't you have a family? Just take some of his money. Go stay at a nice resort. I promise you, girls, even a dog can be trained. Any wild animal can be trained. Y'all need to go to SeaWorld. That's what they need.
I know.
All you women who have, all the women in the world, you know, SeaWorld should have women with husbands who look at porn day. Invite them, give them free, you know, admission so they come to SeaWorld. We should rent out SeaWorld. We should raise money, rent out SeaWorld for a day, bring all the women with porn-looking husbands, bring them to SeaWorld and say, I want you to see how even an animal, a beast, a mindless piece of meat can be trained. Because they'll do flips and twirls mm-hmm. and do everything. It is. Don't tell me you can't train your husband. Don't tell me he can't get the message. But you girls, these guys treat you horribly and you just tolerate it. And you tolerate it. And you cry. Well, I said I didn't like it and it made me cry. And it does nothing. It does nothing. Are you clueless? You can't tell it does nothing? Kick him out. Get up. Move out. I promise you, when these women leave, these guys freak. They almost unanimous. And if he doesn't freak and stays in that position, you need to get rid of him anyway. But I promise you, they freak. So here's what happened. The women won't do it. They won't do it until they snap. Mm-hmm. They put up with the intolerable. All of you listening to me right now, and I don't understand. Christians are so bizarre, especially the type of Christians we have today. They don't care what Jesus taught. It's almost like Christians are fine with divorce. What they can't stand is separation. Have you noticed this?
I've noticed that.
It is the craziest thing. If you get a divorce, everybody comes, oh, poor baby. But if you separate, oh, no, that's wrong. Oh, you have to go back. Oh, you can't separate. Oh, Pastor Mark, you said separation. How could you say that? You're a terrible man. Are you thinking about drugs? Nobody said divorce him. I said kick him out or get out of the house for a week or two.
To them, that's all the same thing.
It's not. No, it's not because they freak out over the separation, but they don't freak out over the divorce. You know, if a pastor hears me advocate somebody to separate from their husband, they'll freak.
Sure.
But that same woman gets a divorce, she just hugs her. Oh, it's okay, baby.
God forgives
you. We love you. God loves you. Just watch it all the way. Really? So how about we get these guys and you force the issue. You move out. When you move out, he freaks and he promises to change. And then you force and you keep. I don't care if you have to do it 20 times before he finally gets it. Even a dog can be trained. Even a big fat whale. Can be trained. Now, a dog, you can call a dog, a whale, he just looks at you. You know, and how can they get a whale? I have no idea. They get seals to get them dance. They get porpoises doing all kinds of porpoising things. Don't tell me you can't get a guy to get a clue. You cannot do this. But here's what these women do. They all wait until they snap, and they can't take it anymore.
Well, that's the lady in the previous email.
That's what I'm saying.
She was in all of this bad behavior, the porn, all of that. Then she goes and finds somebody else and reaches her breaking point.
Yeah, okay, but that was a bad thing. But her end solution was bad. But
well, a lot of them do that, though.
I know, but this girl, she can't take it anymore. She's ready to snap. What happens? And then they leave them anyway.
Yep.
That's my point. Everybody freaks out when I advocate separation. Well, that's what happens anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't leave him. I'm afraid to leave. And all the women who listen right now, oh, I can't. I'm afraid to leave him. Oh, no.
What do they do at the end of the day? It might take 5 years, might take 10, 20 years.
Leave them anyway.
They all leave them anyway. And then you watch as they leave them. Their husbands will do what I always predict. They freak and they panic. Today, this will happen 1,000 times in America at a minimum. There'll be thousands of people today where the guy will find out his wife has left him. And he will freak. And he will cry. And he will beg for her to come back. And I will change.
They jump through hoops.
They'll do anything.
Yes.
But you know what these women will say? It's too late. Mm-hmm. I don't care anymore. You know, some of you going through right now, that's exactly where you are. Right now, you're watching me on television, you're listening to me on the radio right now. It's exactly where you are. You've had it, you've kicked him out, and he's begged to change, and you say, it's too late, I can't. Well, how about you people, you women, start doing this while you still care? Why do you wait till you don't care and then you leave him? Why don't you leave him when you still care and you do it immediately? You find out about bad behavior, he's got a girlfriend, he's looking for, and you immediately, you say, I will not tolerate this. You do this again, you're going to come back. I'm not going to be home. And then when he does it again, which he will, because he'll test you. Mm-hmm. Then you don't make a scene. You don't cry. You don't scream. I don't know it. Just, you find out he does it. Well, you did that again. Yeah. All right. When he comes home the next day, you're not there. It's very simple. I promise you, it'll cause change. Conflict will bring change. But these women refuse this. They separate from him anywhere. And then they don't care. And then they leave. And it ends in divorce. Well, there's a good plan. These very same women who are going to do what, who are say they don't want to do, if what I'm asking, if they will do it while they still care, they can save their marriage. And it happens all the time with people who yes. do it, and it saves their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got this huge chunk of women today who just, instead of confronting this guy and kicking him out or moving out until he stops it, she is trying to compete with a porn star, trying to get a boob job. You don't need bigger boobs. You need to get rid of the boob you got that you married. Kick him out until he knocks it off. That's enough of that. We'll be back.
Attend Mark's Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage event. Visit laughyourway.com for upcoming dates and locations.
We're back on the Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships. Let's introduce a very radical concept for a lot of people, the idea of separation. No one is saying separate to divorce. I'm saying separate to save your marriage. Let's go male or female. You got a wife who's acting really bad. You don't tolerate these things. I promise you, the people who have great marriages, one of the reasons they have it is the other person won't tolerate bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
They just won't tolerate. It's the people who tolerate it that have horrible marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's the other person. And I know it sounds unfair. But you wind up empowering bad behavior when you don't confront it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I've used this analogy before and it makes people very mad. Half of what I said makes people very mad. But a lot of people think their problem is they've got bad husbands. They have bad husbands. And if they just, and the people with wives with great marriages, they think they have good husbands. But I promise you, I have a theory, you'd never do this, it's immoral. But I promise you, if you swapped husbands,
yeah.
In 5 years, 5 to 10 years,
the same thing.
The women who had great marriage will now still have great marriages, mm-hmm. and the ones who had terrible marriage will now start having terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Swapping the same guys around.
Reversal of fortune.
You say, well, it's our fault. You're saying it's women's. I'm not saying it's anybody's fault. I'm just saying you cannot empower people to act badly. If I had a wife who for the last 40 years let me do anything I wanted to do and never challenged me, I'd be a disaster. I would just be a disaster, and our marriage would have been over.
Mm-hmm.
You can't allow, it's not okay for my wife to go dating other men. We don't call it that, we're just having lunch.
Yeah.
That's called dating. I will not tolerate that.
We're just going golfing on Saturday morning.
You know who winds up having problems with their wives committing adultery? Are guys who, oh, it's okay, I don't mind if you go to lunch with Bob. Really? It's when you allow bad behavior is why you reap what you sow. People don't believe that. They don't believe the Bible. They do not believe the concept of reaping what you sow. People see no connection between what they have and what they do. They think it's just random. The reason my life sucks, the reason my life is awful, the reason my life is terrible is just random. I don't know why. Our marriage is horrible. Why is that? Well, at some point, you reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like, because, we live in a country that is against personal responsibility. Nothing's anybody's fault. And I think it's not even about fault. It's just, you get what you put into it. My marriage is terrible. Really? You guys ever spend any time with each other? No.
I wonder why. I wonder why it stinks.
Yeah. Do you ever go anywhere together? Just go on dates? No. Why is our marriage terrible? Why? It's like someone who has a great garden and someone who has a horrible garden. The people at home go, how come my garden's not like everybody else? Well, do you weed your garden and fertilize? Well, no. Well, I'm pretty sure the people with great gardens do. You reap what you sow. Let's start sowing sense, doing things the right way, okay? We'll see you.
Bye, bye, boy.
Have fun storming the castle.